Welcome to Penguin Radio's coverage of Dominican University's Convocation 2024, set to begin in just a few moments. On a beautiful day here in San Rafael, we're happy you're with us, everyone. Convocation 2024, right here on Penguin Radio.
Malagayan Pagdating. Welcome to Dominican University of California's Convocation Ceremony 2024. I'm Nicola Pitchford, the President of Dominican University of California. Looking around, I have had the chance to recognize some faces, I think from family members I met in mid-August, who I assume are loved ones of our first-year trustee scholars. And I am delighted to share your pride in your students with you. What a mix of emotions you must be feeling, particularly having trusted your student to Dominican for this first year of college. You can be sure, and I want everyone in our community to be confident, that the health, happiness, and growth of students is our collective highest responsibility and something in which we find immense joy. To see students thrive is the driver behind everything that faculty and staff at Dominican do. Every course prep and office hours session, every campus improvement, every financial aid package, every social event. We are a university and we are a home and an extended family. And for those of you who are students, if that ever does not feel authentic to you, I would like to know about it and see what I can do. And I would like to convey to you, Dominican students, my immense pride. Our trustee scholars, warm congratulations on your exceptional academic record. Dean's List honorees, you are an impressive group, and especially those seniors who have sustained excellence every semester, you have my admiration. I hope everyone who's here will stay for the reception afterwards. I would love to host you after the ceremony, and indeed for the whole of Family Weekend, our festivities to share with campus alumni and neighbors. Do feel free to come up, find me, say hello. It would be very special to meet those students I've not yet met, to meet families, and to congratulate everybody personally on their accomplishment. We will celebrate our student honorees shortly, but before that, it's my pleasure to introduce our keynote alumni speaker, Julia Reinhardt. Originally from the North Bay, Julia recognized the benefits of a small educational setting close to home. She sought, and I hope found in Dominican, a tight-knit community where she could build strong relationships with faculty mentors and participate meaningfully in campus life. While at Dominican, Julia served as a peer mentor, a tutor, teaching assistant, and club leader, including for the Dominican Political Science Association. In 2020 to 2021, Julia landed an internship in the Marin County Supervisor and Public Information Offices. She spent the next summer in Washington, D.C. as a congressional intern. Those experiences and Professor Allison Howard's coaching set her up to pursue her dream career in public service. Following Julia's graduation from Dominican in 2022, she served as campaign manager for Marin County District 1 Supervisor Mary Sackett, a great friend of the university, and now she is Supervisor Sackett's aide in an office that I just found out from talking with Julia is 100% staffed by Dominican graduates. That's Julia and one other, but we are super proud. Julia credits Dominican with showing her the importance of participating in her community and in championing, especially efforts to advance sustainable environmental policies, for which her minor in ecology and environmental sciences prepared her exceptionally well. Julia, we miss you, but we are so very proud to welcome you back and grateful that you have made time to speak with us. Please welcome me in welcoming Julia Reinhard to the stage.
Good afternoon. Thank you, President Pitchford, for the introduction. It is always a special feeling to be back on this beautiful campus, and it's an honor to speak to you all today. As you are recognized for your academic achievements, I hope you feel proud for your hard work and take this moment to really soak it in and celebrate it. I came to Dominican because I was looking for a college where I would be able to get to know my professors and my peers. Dominican's sense of community stood out to me. And my mom, Leanne Wise, who is a proud graduate of the nursing program, class of 93, knew Dominican was the right place for me before I did. During my first year, I was undeclared in what I wanted to study. I took an elective during my first semester, Campaigns and Elections with Professor Allison Howard, and I was hooked. By the end of my freshman year, I declared political science as my major and had gotten involved with the Dominican Political Science Association. As an aide to Marin County Supervisor Mary Sackett, I have the pleasure of serving residents of District 1. District 1 spans from 2nd Street in downtown San Rafael, out east through Point San Pedro Road, and encompasses all of northern San Rafael. So it does include Dominican, which to me is extra fun. My Dominican experience has contributed to where I am today. As far as supporting my personal growth, I was a peer mentor in Mark Jaime's integrative coaching class, and I grew my leadership skills as a co-facilitator of that course. Naomi Elvove hired me as a student worker in the Student Success Center, and I was given tasks and responsibilities by Naomi, Jennifer Labovich, and Kristen Coleman, who all trusted me to be the front desk person at the Student Success Center and really supported my growth, both in my work role and as an individual outside of work. And Allison Howard was my professor for many courses and my academic advisor. She inspired me with every conversation we had and continues to do so as one of my primary mentors. I was connected to real-world hands-on experiences as a student, as President Pitchford mentioned. During my first semester, I took a service learning course in world religions, and I hope many of you in the audience today have had an opportunity to take a service learning course or will in your future. My community partner was the Marin Chinese Cultural Association, where I learned Tai Chi, Mahjong, and got to help with different cultural events. And just last week, I got to represent Supervisor Mary Sackett with the Friends of China Camp for their Heritage Day event at China Camp State Park. Allison Kustick and Katia Palacios, both class of 2021 graduates, connected me to an internship in Marin County Supervisor Katie Rice's office. In that role, I was tasked with promoting public outreach for the 2020 census and developing public health messaging for the COVID-19 pandemic. This is my first introduction to the county, and it led me to meeting Mary Sackett. The fall semester of my senior year, I completed a congressional internship through the Panetta Institute for Public Policy. Being a congressional intern gave me a foundation in constituency service work and really helped me apply the political science theory I had been learning through the legislative process in real time. My Dominican academic journey culminated with my senior thesis, which examined how residents of various U.S. states access to a local newspaper, or the lack of access, impacts their level of voter turnout and civic engagement. As the class of 2022's graduation day came and went, I was looking toward election day, June 7th, 2022, as I was Mary Sackett's campaign manager at the time. My constellation of support, as we like to say in the Student Success Center, really shaped my ability to be where I am today. Particularly Allison Howard's guidance fostered my ability and belief in myself to apply my skills in the world beyond the academic realm. As an aide to Marin County Supervisor Mary Sackett, I have the pleasure of crossing paths with many penguins in my work. Crystal Martinez, my fellow aide to Supervisor Sackett, proud Dominican grad. She recently came back and completed her master's in business administration. And Crystal is also a College of Marin trustee, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say that Crystal is on the ballot this November. And if you don't have a plan to vote yet, the Dominican Political Science Association can help equip you with nonpartisan voter resources. Mo Dinieva Marsh, Director of Whole Family and Community Services at Community Action Marin, and San Rafael City Schools trustee. Pepe Gonzalez, Director of Community Partnerships for San Rafael City Schools. Johanna James, Field Representative for Assemblymember Damon Connolly. I mention these Dominican alumni to illustrate how my Dominican community, my Dominican experience has extended beyond my graduation. The Dominican Alumni Network is here for you. I encourage you all to make new connections with your peers who you don't know well. Just last week, someone from my class reached out to me to ask how I was doing, and we hadn't spoken since graduation. We met when we took the same ethics course, and as she was in the nursing program, this was the only class we had together, and we were able to develop a friendship just from saying hi, sitting next to each other in that course. It can be uncomfortable to put yourself out there and connect with new people. I hope if you'll take one thing away today is that you will push through any temporary uncomfortableness that you may feel when connecting with someone new. Achievement is sweeter with the relationships you build along the way. Penguins huddle together for warmth and protection from predators in nature. And I have found that my network of penguins have helped me in my growth, both personally and professionally. Penguins share to me, a sense of commitment to fostering a sense of community wherever we land. And it is always fun to meet a Dominican penguin in the wild. So make sure you ask people if they're a Dominican graduate. Thank you for listening, and I wish you all the best on the remainder of your Dominican journeys, and really just hope that you are proud of what you have achieved thus far, and that you take stock as a student of all that is ahead of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Julia. We're delighted, as always, to welcome you home. My name is Mojgan Bemand, and I am Vice President for Academic Affairs and Dean of the Faculty. Like President Pitchford, I have served and enjoyed Dominican as my professional home for more than a decade. From the first moment of meeting my colleagues here and talking with students on campus, I knew that I was in a truly extraordinary place with remarkable students. Dominican learners are wise, curious, hardworking, resilient, and kind. I have to say, having worked at different institutions, this is the one place where I felt that students brought so much in terms of personal and cultural asset to the classroom, that this place was truly unique. A few words about Dominican itself. This year, we are celebrating a remarkable milestone, 100 years of excellence in teacher preparation. Dominican has produced educators who inspire, uplift, and teach children how to reach their full potential. We are proud of our legacy of preparing professionals who champion equity, advocate for underrepresented students, and embrace the power of diversity. Tomorrow, we will celebrate 100 years of transformative education at Dominican. Please join us then in front of the Alemany Library at 1:30 for that 100-year celebration. And before we celebrate our honorees today, I want to say thank you. When Dominican advocates for funding in support of our students, we point to the data that shows Dominican students performing with excellence. We point to our student athletes earning PacWest Academic Achievement Awards nearly every year in the awards history. We point to your successes so we can make a case to support the success of generations of students who follow your example. Thank you for setting the bar so high. Thank you for your service to this institution and to all future Penguins. Thank you. And now, I'm very glad to introduce the Student Awards component of this afternoon's program. Leaders from Dominican's three schools will read students' names as they cross the stage. To start, I'll welcome to the podium Young Jae Lee, Dean of the Borowski School of Business. Dr. Lee.
Thank you, Vice President Bemand. Now we will honor our first year trustee scholars. Please rise and come to the stage. Please remain on the stage together until all your names are read. Ariana Milner. Bernadine Salvatierra. Lorenza Foster Simberland. Yeah. Leila Dizon. Cadel Velasquez. Lionel Tolentino. Emma Chi. Kalei Kamei. Jay Kazlakskos. Yeah. Ashlyn Hill. Emma Wilson. Isabella Balanches. Sarah Twasson. Yeah. Aiden Rose Trees Bidalco. Yeah. August Berens. Yeah. Melissa Vicente. Chloe Cruz. Yeah. Carly Young. Melina Wang. Vista Bianca. Friends, families, colleagues, our trustee scholars. Tiara Spain, Professor of Biology, representing the School of Health and Natural Science, I welcome you to the podium.
Thank you, Dean Lee. With the sophomore honorees, students that have maintained a GPA of 3.6, let's rewind that just a little bit. With the sophomore honorees, students who have maintained a 3.6 GPA or higher for two or more consecutive semesters, please stand and come to the stage. Thank you for remaining on the stage until all your names are read. Allison Su. Haley DeFrimery. Riley Busing. Felicity Muro. Tyler Bernius. Montserrat Herrera. Emily Holzinger. Caitlin Mendoza. Janelle Ferraro. Morgan Tohill. Isabella Sandino. Michaela Jarvis. Ariana Pascual. Marjorie Cave. Anthony Stainer. Nathan Freitas. Sarah Bezdek. Alexandra Henning. Adriana Torres Riviera. Friends, family, and colleagues, our sophomore honorees. Gigi Gocek, Dean of the School of Liberal Arts and Education. I welcome you to the podium to announce our remaining honorees.
Thank you, Professor Spain. I have the special privilege of announcing two groups of exceptional students. At this time, I'd like to invite our junior honorees, students who have maintained a 3.6 GPA or higher for four or more consecutive terms or two or more consecutive semesters since transferring, to please stand and come to the stage. And thank you for remaining on the stage until all your names are read. Aiden Gray. Annalise Mirage. Gianna DiRazzo. Fernanda Reyes Santos. Thelma Ramirez. Katie Ann Nguyen. Sarah Gilchrist. Liana Larona. Caitlin Wollensack. Adeka Day. Morgan Dougherty. Sulji Kim. Dalton Condon. Alyssa Leek. Friends and families and colleagues, our junior honorees. Finally, it's time to recognize our senior honorees. These students have sustained a 3.6 GPA for six or more consecutive semesters. Or as transfer students, they have sustained a 3.6 GPA for two or more consecutive semesters since matriculating at Dominican. Senior honorees, please stand and come to this stage. Thank you for remaining on the stage until all your names are read. Angelina Lazariski. Ara Rosenthal. Laura Alvarez Pineda. Armando Jimenez. Julian Malia Pedrosa. Kathleen Nicole San Pedro. Amreen Munshi. Charlotte Moody. Tiara Navarrete Amaral. Jaden Jamora. Friends and families and colleagues, our senior honorees. To fill Angelico Concert Hall with Dominican spirit and send us off to the President's reception on a high note, please join me in welcoming to the stage the a cappella singers directed by Ann Lerner, Sarah, Delilah, Christian, Lenicia, Sophia, Casey, Ali, Alyssa, Samantha, Itzel, Shakira, Adriana, Catherine.
Thank you so much, a cappella workshop. Thank you, Ann Lerner. And thank you, families and friends, for joining us in celebrating the sustained accomplishment of Dominican students. And I hope that you will stay and celebrate with us afterwards at the reception on the lawn outside. Come and tell me what you're most proud of. I would love to hear it. And come back tomorrow as well to celebrate with our families, with our alumni, and celebrate 100 years of teacher education at Dominican. Well done. I look forward to welcoming you next year. And for those of you who are seniors, I look forward to shaking your hand as you pick up that Dominican degree.
Well, that concludes Convocation 2024 here at Dominican University of California. We are very happy that you joined us this afternoon on this beautiful occasion, recognizing our student scholars and all of their achievements, and hearing from our a cappella singers. What a great day, everybody. Get out there and enjoy the sunshine. We'll see you next time right here on Penguin Radio. I'ma take the lead. They ain't even looking at me.